In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Ah, BT and Sal on The Fan, except I'm the only one in the studio today. We do have BT on the line, though, to explain what is going on. I mean, I know you were going to the Yankee game last night, BT. I know it was the longest game ever.
Oh, I just got home.
But my God, I mean, can you suck it up and show up for work today? What is going on? Why are you not in studio with your partner today?
And by the way, hey, gangs, can we take care of the situational hitting stuff before we get to October? No. So as you know, we talked about it on the show last night. I was at the stadium. Had an awesome time. It was WFAN Appreciation Night. And yes, by the way, Sal, I did hear your name. They did say BT and Sal. So
okay.
They took care of business. We made sure that was in the copy.
Because the video I did not hear my name. I heard co-host Brandon Tierney.
Well, maybe they didn't say your name. Yeah. No, they definitely did. There's a couple of videos floating around. So I was out there, got out there early, and was on the field, which was awesome. And as you know, there were 15,000 T-shirts out there for John and Susan.
Mm-hmm.
John was back in the booth. He sounded amazing, as always, with the golden pipes. And I was hanging out with my friends at Verizon, and we were on the field. So,
in life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What I found out shortly thereafter is that Yankees presented me with this amazing, humbling opportunity, and I know that Susan's a bit under the weather. So, I guess if I said it on the radio enough and wondered why they were giving everybody a chance to get in the booth but me, I guess they finally listened. I'm getting to do the Yankee game tonight with Justin Shackle and tomorrow as well. So I'm pumped, dude.
Wow. Congratulations, yeah. Man. I'm happy for you. And I'll tell you this. I've learned something from you in our year plus together now.
Hmm.
Persistence pays off. I mean, you were kicking and screaming and begging and yelling, and here it is. Now you're getting the opportunity to be in that Yankee booth. Have you thought about that? I mean, you only had a few hours of sleep to digest this.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be calling a Yankee game tonight along with Shackle. How great is that?
I mean, listen, Sal. And, you know, it's funny. I'm in my home office now, right? And I'm looking at something, like, in, you know, when you laminate an article or something to commemorate something that you know, that like an accomplishment, right? So I've got from the Poughkeepsie Journal, from which is the home paper by Marist, right? And this was early in my career, and I'm looking at it now. God, it's even weathered, like the edges are frayed. And I look at this, and I'm so young, and I have hair, and I'm at one of my early stations, and the headline says, "Broadcasting dream comes true for Tierney," right? And that's just for me, and that's for my family. And but I share that to answer your, or to at least respond to the way you framed it. Like, I've dreamt big, man, and I'm not trying to overstate this. I mean, I'm going to be in for two games. Susan's, it's her booth. She's a Hall of Famer. She's amazing. But if you told me at the time of this article, or if you told me when I was 10 or when I was 12, emulating Don Mattingly in the backyard, and there's just certain things, no matter how big you dream, you just don't think that, you know, the world's big enough for that to actually happen.
Mm.
So that's why I really do use the word humbled. And, you know, listen, the Yankees had to sign off on this, so I'm very thankful for them and to them. I mean, of course, Chris Olivero, Ryan Hurley, you for carrying the mail today. Oh, yeah, by the way,
tomorrow.
I'm out tomorrow as well.
Yeah, that's right. And tomorrow as well. And I was like, what, are you kidding me? Yeah, let me do the show solo, baby. I miss these solo shows. Hey, it's a good thing Jazz Chisholm's not in the lineup tonight, huh?
Oh, God, can you imagine? Dude, can you imagine the drop for the morning show if I actually messed up his name the way I messed it up prior in the Yankee booth? Oh, God. I'll tell you what they better not do. They, you know, they better not leave 13,000 runners on base because, hey, listen, I mean, I know I'm going to be in the Yankee booth.
Hey, you better be nice, big boy. You better be nice. Be on your best behavior. Come on, this is different. You can get the talk show out of you when you return on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You better be nice in that booth. I don't care if they go 1-for-26. Try to paint the rosy picture. And use all that knowledge at Maris to be a good analyst here. I really do think, BT, you're going to excel at this. I texted you a little bit last night.
You did.
I do think you're going to do well at this. I'm looking forward to listening to you.
I can't wait. I'm like, it's a different perspective. I was in the WFAN Odyssey Suite last night with, as I said, my Verizon friends, and I'm watching the game, and I look over, and our suite is, you know, right along the first base line, and then all night I just kept peering at the Yankee radio booth, and I'm like, just can't wait to jump in there. It's really, really, it's awesome, man. But honestly, last night was not a good. I know you're gonna get into this coming up.
Yes.
Oh, dude, I know the fangs are out there. You're ready to pounce. I mean, really, the situational hitting was bothersome again. You know, you start out, you got Soto going yard, Judge going yard, the place is popping, Hill's throwing cheese, then all of a sudden, Hill's back locks up. Yankees really don't score again. You know, and even with Clay, it's funny because think about the things that we've hit the last couple of weeks. You know, Clay Holmes and how he's melted down a bit. Volpe was a big story yesterday with John Boy and Booney. You know, Volpe comes out, gets a couple of knocks. Holmes comes out, strike three, strike three, strike three. Like the things that have plagued them recently were actually great. And they still, you know, lost a tough game, albeit to a good team, but you want to bounce back. Hey, listen. I don't plan on bringing too many L's to the radio booth here. Bringing some dubs tonight and tomorrow.
Well, they got your guy on the mound tonight, Nestor, looking for a big bounce back.
Yeah, now that's funny because you did say before, you said, all right, straddle that line, big boy. You know, and listen, you got to keep it real. I mean, Susan keeps it real.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not going to do a talk show, obviously. Well, depends what the score is. Now, I mean, I'm going to do the game, but the Yankees ain't clicking. You know, I'm going to paint the story that is right in front of me. That's the only way I know how to do it, Sal.
What's the attire for tonight? Are you going suit? I saw last night, Gio making a big deal of it, saying you were dressed well and all that stuff. What are we looking at tonight for the get up in booth?
Yeah, I'm going to rock the tie. I'll rock a nice. You know, I'm not a big suit guy. I've got a bunch, but I haven't really worn them. Even when I do St. John's, whatever, I like to wear like sports jackets rather than an actual full suit. So I'll probably just go, you know, fairly conservative. It is the Yankees after all.
Yep.
A little white, crisp white shirt.
Clean shaven or what? I noticed you got a little scruff going, but, you know, the Yankees policy, we're going clean shaven.
Ooh, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about that. Well, that is funny you brought that up. I do like myself more with the little facial hair like you as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably rock the razor. I'll probably tighten it up a little bit.
There
clean it up
go.
A little bit.
Come on, you're a Yankee today in the Yankee booth.
Woo!
By the way, what were you doing last night dapping up one of the players of the Guardians? You know that dude?
I don't know who he is. It could have been Ramirez. I don't know who the hell he is. I don't know. Listen, you know what it was? I was waiting. We were, I guess they introduced us right around 6. In fact, it was around 6:45. I was getting kind of close to the first pitch, 6:45, 6:50. So we were, me and my buddy Chris from Verizon, we were right behind home plate by the Yankee logo.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking the pictures, and that's when they did the introduction. I was hoping, because think about this. You go to a game, usually, invariably, you see a couple of guys come out 10 minutes before the game, take a little jog in the outfield. Yeah, I'm looking to dap up some Yankees, you know, get some pictures for the kids. No Yankees came out, so I'm like, all right, I guess these chumps over with Cleveland will settle. I had no idea who they were. They had no idea who I was. You know what it was? The camera and the video was on me because we chronicled this. I don't know. I felt I had to do something.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you just walked up to a random Guardians player and was like, what's up, bro, and dapped him up? I mean,
Actually, what I said was, I said, you ready to feel the boogie tonight? That's what I said. I did say something. I did. Yeah. He's like, get out of here, Baldy.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
Yeah, and then they pounded the Yankees in extra innings.
Yes, they did.
So there you have it. Brandon Tierney, one half of the BT and Sal show. will be in the Yankee booth tonight and tomorrow. And for Susan, who was under the weather, we hope Susan gets well soon, and we'll see her right after that. Yep. And you'll be filling in, doing a nice job tonight with Justin Shackle tonight and tomorrow. I'm happy for you, BT. Seriously, congrats. I know we joked around about it on the air, and you know, you were asking for an opportunity. Well, you never know sometimes in life, and this opportunity has been presented to you, and I think you're going to do very well with it. So have fun. We'll miss you here on the show,
yep.
But you know we'll be listening. Enjoy it.
I don't take it lightly, man. I mean, the voices that have been in there, you know, from Mel Allen and obviously up to John and Susan and everybody in between, it's the lineage is amazing. I got one quick question
yes.
for you before
yes.
I go.
Yes.
All right, so I used to do this to Tiki. Ironically, it came up on the show yesterday as well. Anytime Teak was doing a game on Fox, I'm like, dude, you better get that Teak and Tierney reference in there. Let's go. So what is the over-under? You and I like to kick around the gambling
yes.
stuff. What is the over-under for both games for BT and Sal references? What are we setting this at?
I know you, so I know there's going to be a few
yes.
at the very least.
Yeah.
I didn't even need to mention it to you, but I also want you to do your thing.
Of course.
It's going to work its way in naturally because it's part of your life, obviously, doing the show 5 days a week with me. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it'll be part of the conversation with Shackle as you're doing these games, you know, today, tonight and tomorrow. I would say I'd probably go over three at least.
It's
no?
funny. I had 2.5 written
Okay,
down.
There you go.
And yeah, we're an over guy. We're not rooting for nothing to happen. We don't bet the under. We like to go over. So I think that's attainable.
Hey, man, have fun. Seriously,
thanks,
this
dude.
Is a great
wait.
Opportunity being at Yankee Booth. Take it all in. Enjoy it. Go prep. And don't score it up. Don't embarrass yourself or this show,
oh,
all right?
God. Oh, God. Can you imagine if I have one of these all-time bad moments? Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Please.
No, but don't worry. Boomer and G are not going to play any cuts back. You know
oh, yeah,
that.
Sure. None. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Here's the pitch to Jazz. Yeah, that Shackles J-Lo Jazz is out. I will. Hey, listen, I can't wait. I appreciate you, again, carrying the mail today and tomorrow. It wasn't even my idea to not come to the show. Chris is like, listen, just you got a lot going on. Take care of it. And again, you know, I want to thank the Yankees. I really appreciate this. Obviously, Chris and Ryan, our bosses. I'm going to represent and do the best I can, and I'll be listening to you today. Yeah, thank you,
know,
buddy.
You know, that's a good point, BT.
What?
Carton did his show and
yeah.
then the game. Carton did a double dip. Like, you couldn't do the show today? You couldn't sit here and do a little talk show with me?
Listen,
do the game at night?
I mean, don't take it the wrong way, but I'm moving on to bigger things.
No, I'm happy for you, man. We'll
Thanks,
talk to
dude.
You on the other side.
I love
it.
You, man. I'll talk to you later. Dude.
Love you, too.
Let's
well, there
go.
You go. BT in the Yankee booth tonight and tomorrow, filling in for Susan, who's a little bit under the weather. So make sure you check that out.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.